USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are shelling out nearly $2 more per gallon of gas than they were a year ago. The national average in 2021 was just $3.05 a gallon. Now it's up to $4.86 a gallon. This frustrated driver telling CNN he can't wait for gas prices to go down.
I don't know when these prices are going down. It's driving me crazy. It's driving me, like, I'm looking at this thing right now. $5.99? Are you serious? I don't know what to do, man. But what can you do? You're driving the car. You got to put gas in the car.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is in Uvalde, Texas, meeting with city officials and visiting the site of a recent mass shooting. Mayorkas also putting flowers at a memorial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.